Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
And welcome to a Game 7 victory edition of Spits and Suds. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. Join me if you will. Oh, such a beautiful sound and deliciousness. Hey, everybody. Woo! Was that fun or was that fun? Stars explode in the third period. Four goals and rally to take Game 7 and the series from Colorado. Man, if you are an Avalanche fan, you hate Dallas. You hate Dallas for what you've done to this team the last few years going back to the bubble. Man, what a game. What a night. Let's all admit, and we're not going to get into it because it's Game 7 and it's a victory edition. But the first two periods, can we all say that that was a clunker? Can we all say that they were hanging on the outside and not able to get to the middle? So bad penalties at times. Double minor, Jamie Benn, what are you doing in front of the net? But this is the positive edition of Spits and Suds. Our Spits and Suds friend, Dmitry Filipovic, who has David Castillo on all the time, said the following. Mikko Rantanen, games 5 through 7. And this might be better than the goals and assists. 54 minutes, 49 seconds time on ice. Guys, that is number one elite defenseman minutes. 5 goals, 6 assists, 12 shots on goal, 4 points in the second period of game 6, 4 points with a hat trick in the third period of game 7. All three of Rantanen's goals were scored in the third period tonight, making him the first NHL player in history to score a hat trick in the third period of a game 7. Rantanen also had 4 points in game 6. Once again, became the first player in NHL history to record multiple 4-point periods in a single postseason. The only other player to do this throughout the career, some guy named Mario Lemieux. And I think his career turned out pretty darn good. So let's go back to the trade for a second. Because one of the things when the trade was made that I said, I like Logan Stankoven. I like first round draft capital. But when you have the chance, because they're few and far between, to get an elite player, you go out and you get elite player. Mikko Rantanen wasn't even on the Stars' radar per se until the whole Carolina smoke started dwindling up from Raleigh. Mikko Rantanen is an elite player. Elite players step up when necessary. Can you shut an elite player down? Absolutely, you can. they're going to have off days. But at some point, look out. Can we stick tap Nathan MacKinnon just for a second? I mean, we talk about elite players, 11 points, including 7 goals in this series, including a massive goal to put them up 2-0 tonight. That man is a beast on the ice. When those wheels start turning, it's turbo. And that second goal was really pretty. So great series from an elite player in MacKinnon. Great series for an elite player, former teammate of his, Mikko Rantanen. I know a lot of Stars fans were saying, what did we pay for? Well, tonight and the other night, you got your answers. That's what you paid for. I understand the frustration when he's not showing up on the score sheet, but I'm telling you, he was doing little things. He was a complete player. He was playing a good two-way game. And now the scoring's coming, and it's coming on bunches. And he put this team on his back tonight. That's Connor McDavid-like. That's Nathan MacKinnon-like. And that's what makes Mikko Rantanen elite. Can we talk about Wyatt Johnston for a second? So Wyjo, number 53, is elite, otherwise known as at CraigTX80. And we got so many tweets tonight. He asked, Gavin, is Wyatt Johnston the only NHL player who has a goal in every game 7 they have played in? 3 for 3, and 2 of them were game winners. Kid is elite, elite. I definitely think my friend Wyatt Johnston is heading towards that elite category. I'm not really ready to put him there just because I think it's basically based on tenure, and I just want to see it for a little bit more time. But if you're forcing me to put him in a category, he is very close to elite. So you are right. Wyatt Johnston has scored a goal in each of the 3 game 7s he has played over the course of his career. May 15, 2023, goal against Seattle in game 7. May 5th, 2024, game 7, Vegas goal. May 3rd, 2025, game-winning goal against Colorado, and they were all big. His goal tonight makes him the first player in franchise history to score multiple series clinching goals in a game 7. He is also the first player in NHL history to score multiple series clinching goals in game 7s at age 22 or younger. I mean, we're going to see Mikko Rantanen and Wyatt Johnston for years to come. Let's smile about that, Stars fans. Let's take a sippity sip for that, right? Wow, they're so delicious after Game 7 victories. Tip of the cap to Pete DeBoer. Tonight's win makes him 9-0 all-time in his career in Game 7s. His 9 Game 7 wins are the most of any head coach in NHL history. And I know what you're thinking, Stars fans, and I'm with you. Let's improve that Game 1 record, Pete. Whether it's against St. Louis or it's against Winnipeg, let's improve that game 1 record. Let's get off to a fast start. But the fact is, when it matters, this to me is not fluky. This is not a fluky analytic. To be 9-0 in game 7s, that's a stat you throw out. And Pete DeBoer is not here at this point, needs a cup under his belt. But that's something that you throw out when you're talking about Hall of Fame coaches. You know what made him stand out? He was 9-0 in game 7s. Even if he's 9-2, that is just hella impressive. So no, I don't think Pete DeBoer's in the Hall of Fame by any means. Needs some cups under his belt. But really glad he's here in Dallas. Were you worried after 2 periods? He says he was not worried. He knew they would come back and win the game. do feel as though we received a gift with that late power play. But that was a penalty. I actually thought, you know, the refs in this game were fine. They're going to hold the whistles on a lot of things. But I'm interested to know who you would rather have. Shoot me a note at GJ Spittle, St. Louis, or Winnipeg. Now, Winnipeg during the regular season was pre-Mikko Rantanen. That said, watching Winnipeg against the Dallas Stars all season, to me, they absolutely trucked them. The Stars had one good third period, but Winnipeg was dominant against Dallas. So if I have my choice, and St. Louis is probably the first or second best team in the NHL since January 1st, Jim Montgomery, the coach, I personally would rather play St. Louis. I just don't like that matchup. Pete DeBoer also said after the game, it is likely that you will see Miro Heiskanen and Jason Robertson. Not sure if it's going to be in game one, but he said during the season, you will most likely see both. So a nice boost coming back. Where do you put Robertson? To me, I do not break up that fin line. I tuck Robertson in with Ben and Wyatt Johnston. That's where I put Jamie Benn because I don't want to break up that Sagan, Marchment, and Duchesne line. I love that Matt Duchesne had the game-winning pass. And I know Matt Duchesne sometimes defensively can let a player go, let's just say. On that shorthanded goal, the Stars needed to do a better job of getting back. But I absolutely love Matt Duchesne on this team. I love how much he cares. I love how much he wants it. Listening to the Stars post-game show, he said basically, you know, he felt as though he had tears in his eyes when he had that penalty in the third period. Thought he had cost his team. So for him to put that across and the angle in which Wyatt Johnston scored that goal, that is just a goal scorer's goal. Wow, was that a pretty setup and even a prettier goal. But we also have to remember, prior to Dallas, Matt Duchesne had played in the playoffs once in his stellar career. Once. And that was via a trade from Ottawa to the Columbus Blue Jackets. So he hadn't been with the team all year. Last year was his first true playoff run, and this is his second. So stick tap to Matt Duchesne. I also thought he had a great line after the game, saying that felt as though they've already played three series. That's going to be one of the questions. Rest and recovery. Both matchups, whether it's Winnipeg or St. Louis, now it's Dallas. But either way, any of the four teams were coming out of this exhausted and gassed. St. Louis, Winnipeg, without Scheifele now. I mean, that has been an extremely physical series. And we've all been watching Dallas and Colorado. So whether it's Winnipeg or St. Louis, they're going to be just as tired as the Stars. So Stars have the day off tomorrow. They'll find out who they play tomorrow night. Hey, let's get some tweets in. / X's, I guess, from you guys, the Sudsies. Tim Ciesco says, my opinion, that was the greatest single period of hockey I have ever witnessed. That's all in capitals. Mikko Rantanen was worth every penny. Yes, he was, my friend. Thank you so much.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores?
How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I tweeted out, and thanks so much for you for retweeting and liking this. I just tweeted out, I'm thinking we are no longer going to hear overrated and overpaid when it comes to Mikko Rantanen. Mike Northrop says, not a chance. I really do hope Stars fans understand the gravity of a player putting a team on his back and the team having the confidence in the minutes he played. So it's okay if he doesn't score every single game. He's going to get his points. Dylan Moreland. Thank God I can tweet this because I don't have a voice left. Tonight is rightfully dubbed the Mikko Rantanen game, but man, Wyatt with another game seven game winner, and he's only 21. That kid is so asterisk amazing. Jim Nill, GM of the year, three-peat. Yeah, Wyatt Johnston does come up big, and that's what you want. You want big players to show up in these situations. And that statistic will get back to Wyatt Johnston, and that will give him some confidence. So he was stoked about that goal, as he should be. Like I said, terrific shot from an awkward angle. So stick tap to Wyatt Johnston. As far as Jim Nill, GM of the year, personally, I am giving that to either the GM of the Washington Capitals or the Columbus Blue Jackets. Think about Columbus, the loss. They let go of their coach, then the loss of Johnny Gaudreau, their star player, and the fact that Columbus was 1 point out of making the NHL playoffs with a lot of young talent. I think that's a massive stick tap. Look at the offseason moves that Washington made and how effective they were, getting a guy like Jacob Chychrun, who we have loved on Spits and Suds. So moves like that, I think, says a lot about the Washington Capitals as well. So, I mean, I think Jim Nill might be in the running, but certainly to me, I would put those two ahead. But the fact that he's even in the running after winning it two times in a row, absolutely a beast as a GM. Erlen Osborne, what a night. Looking forward to seeing how they reload for round two. Yeah, well, getting Haskinen and Robertson back, Erlen, that is certainly a reload, even if it's game two or three. Richard Saunders, maybe Miko's the next Stars captain. Well, that's an interesting question. Who would be the next Stars captain? I think you got to look at Wyatt Johnston as a potential. I think you need to maybe look at Thomas Harley. Interesting about Jason Robertson, possibly, if he resigns with the Dallas Stars. So I think there are definitely some young guns, but, you know, we'll see. But Mikko Rantanen is going to be here for a long time. Okay. Cosmo Bones, otherwise known as Chris, given how they stumbled into the playoffs, this first round win might be one of the best series they've ever played. Not many gave them a chance, in all honesty, including me. I thought it could be done in five. Hashtag all in. Yeah. I mean, everyone that said that Colorado would win this series had every right to say that based on, was it an eight game losing streak? Based on Miro Heiskanen and Jason Robertson being out. Based on this team couldn't score, they couldn't play defense, and here comes Colorado, and oh yeah, they get their captain back, and Gabriel Landeskog hadn't played in an NHL game in 3 years and moved up on lines. That's how well he was playing for Jared Bednauer. So he actually improved his status on the team throughout this series. So all signs pointed to Colorado. Vegas had Colorado as the second favorite to win the Stanley Cup, but that's why they play the games. All right. Derek Tillemus, I'm ready for three more series towels this postseason. Yeah, absolutely. He is featuring some Frosties, and they all look delicious. So congratulations, man. Look forward to seeing those towels and you waving them in the air. All right. Daniel Long is drinking a beautiful Shinerbach. Absolutely love that label with the Ram on the front. Green Star in Nashville. I created an account just for the podcast. Did you really? I probably should have thought of that. What a game and series. How about Wyatt with the game-winning goal? And let's hear it for the Mikko haters out there who were silenced with his last two games. Guess he's going to be my next jersey buy. I mean, you can get yourself a Mikko Rantanen sweater. That's going to look awfully nice. Absolutely. By the way, now I can rewear my Quebec Nordiques gear with great pride. Looking at the AAC tonight, and in the crowd, a lot of people wearing Quebec Nordiques, and I didn't want anyone to think I was rooting for Denver and Colorado. But I love celebrating the old Adams division. I have Hartford Whalers gear. I have Quebec Nordiques gear. Can't wear Montreal or Boston because they're still in there. Can't wear Buffalo. But, I mean, that Adams division, Craig Ludwig will tell you, that was a brutal division. All right, look up and stand up, never give up. We're dialed in now. I really feel like they found their confidence and their grit. They have fought their way out of the quicksand. Let's go Stars, led by superb goalie performance the entire series. Which leads me to Jake Oettinger. What a year for Jake Oettinger, stepping up. I feel so good about Jake Oettinger in game sevens. I think Jake probably wants maybe both of those goals back, but certainly the MacKinnon one, I think when he looks at it, how that slipped through. But at the same time, in a game seven, you gave up two goals. That's a heck of a job, and you made some big saves. There was a lot of pressure. Gregory Finley, our producer, also agrees and says, you just felt like when it was 3-2 Dallas, Oettinger wasn't letting Colorado score again. Each glove save, he held on to it like not on my watch. Yeah, big saves down the stretch. And remember, it's more than just the saves. It's the positioning of Jake Oettinger. So sometimes when they catch it, maybe it looks easier than it actually is. But you have to factor in the positioning and the vision, okay? Because one slight screen and that puck's going in the net. So Jake Ottinger at 6 foot four, 6 foot five can use his size to either look to the side of screens, heck, sometimes even look over them. But he was in great position all night long. And he played terrific last game, terrific this game. The goals against average and the save percentage, you know, you might want to throw it out the window because it's not going to look great compared to other goalies, but overall, just an awesome performance tonight and through the series with Jake Ottinger. Man, we have a number one, and to my opinion, we have a top five goalie in the NHL. That is impressive. Supernova Overs took a picture with the fake Jared Bednauer tonight and says, "Let's go, Gavin." Heck yeah, man. Frosties to you. And they're drinking Frosties as well. What the Blickens? Oh, yeah. Sparkling Frosty. Game 7 victory. Ooh, that looks good. That looks good. Has a beer and sparkling. That's either champagne or cider, but it looks delicious. And by the way, I want to make this disclaimer, okay? When I say a Frosty is your beverage of choosing. Okay? So a Frosty can be an alcoholic beverage, but it can be a water. It can be a soda. It can be whatever you want. It's all about the celebration with the libation, not necessarily has to be liquor. I hope that makes sense. Eric Lowry, DeBoer better have his good luck charm behind the bench rest of the playoffs. Yes, the return tonight. Yes. And yeah, it was a good showing. It was a good showing. Tony D, that game was incredible. The city needed that. More people should tune into this sport. My God, what a game. I think they will. I am fascinated to see. This game was on WFAA locally in DFW. So ABC in front of all of DFW, you didn't have to search for it. I'm fascinated to see the numbers. I think they're going to be really good for this game. All right. Thanks, Tony D. I appreciate it. Trevor Harris, all I can say is Mikko Rantanen put the team on his back with that performance. Wow. Yeah, he's done that in the last two games. Julio Gonzalez. So who do we want? The Blues or the Jets? I say bring them on. Yeah, at this point, even if it was the LA Kings or Edmonton, I mean, they're all really, really good teams. But me, I'll take my chances against St. Louis. I don't want to, and I know he struggled, but I don't want to face Connor Hellebuck. And I don't want to face the attack of this Winnipeg Jets team. And by the way, a team that finished as far as the number one decor analytically. So I don't want to face that. They also had one of the top power plays in the NHL all season. So I don't want to face that stuff. Give me St. Louis. Also, why you want St. Louis is the following. If St. Louis wins, just like game tonight, game 7 tonight is on home ice. Game 7 against St. Louis will be on home ice. You get 4, they get 3. If Winnipeg wins, they get 4 because they were the top seed. You get 3. So I think for that reason and that reason alone, go Blues. Stacy Nolan. That last minute was Otter shutting the door. Oh my, what a comeback. This series will go down as a classic. Yeah, terrific series. Absolutely. Otter was great to end the game. Game within. I picked a hell of a game to start watching Stars. That's the thing about hockey. You know what? I want everyone to watch the regular season because we want to grow this great game together. But man, game within, you have something. If you're going to tune in, watch a game 7. Woo. I mean, they lay it all on the line. And if the Stars were eliminated tonight, do me a favor. Just follow the Colorado Avalanche for the next couple of games. And after the exit interviews, listen to the injuries that will be announced. The injuries were announced in Tampa, Florida. It's unreal what they're playing with. broken foot, broken toe, separated shoulders. These guys are warriors. All right. Let's see. So, Stacy, enjoy your Frosty. And thank you so much for listening to Spits and Suds. Christopher DeHardy says the following. When I got back to my Airbnb after being at dinner for the first two periods, I took my Ottinger jersey off and we score all four goals. Guess I need to fundraise getting a new jersey. Nah, man. No, and here's why. Because I thought Jake Ottinger was really good tonight. And you had that Jake Ottinger jersey off and he still played well. So put that jersey back on. And if he lets up four, you take that jersey off right away. Okay, my friend. Bring on round two. I'll enjoy my Frosty when I get back home Monday night. Go Stars. Absolutely. Enjoy it. Stick, tap, and cheers, buddy. Eric Goodman buying a Miko sweater tonight while enjoying some Victory Millers. I like that. Cooper Kellerman, thank you, Avs, for trading away Miko. Also, we get Miro back next round. Let's go. So it'll be interesting to see what game he returns, what defensive situation he'll return to. Will they pair him with Harley or will they separate the two? All these questions, very interesting. But the fact that you're getting back two of your top five players, whew, that's really good because everyone drops down. Noah Brown says, the Dallas Stars won a series without Miro and Robo. I cannot believe they won that game. What a miracle. How fitting for Miko to get a Hattie against his former team. Yeah, he was really fired up about that. What do we say to the God of Death? Not today. See y'all in the second round. Absolutely, my friend. J-Lux 007. Wow, early enough I got to watch this with my seven-year-old. That is awesome. You made my night, J-Lux. The fact that you can watch hockey and your son will always remember that. And you may say, is a seven-year-old going to remember that? I think I was 9 years old when USA beat Russia in the 1980 Winter Games at Lake Placid, pre-internet. They embargoed as far as so it wouldn't get out what the score was. That's how old school it was. So I sat in front of my TV as a nine-year-old. Actually, I went down the street to my neighbor's house. And I watched that game. And I'm the hockey fan I am today because of players like Neil Broughton, Jim Craig, Mike Arruzioni, players like that, Dave Christian, because of USA Hockey. So I know he's seven. But you know what, J-Lux? You might have created a forever memory, and the fact that you're doing it with your son. God, my dad means so much to me. Stick tap, buddy. You made my night. What the Blickens? Man, I was breaking up there. What the Blickens? I hope there's an anti-Mackinen call of this game for Miko effing Rantanen. That's anti-Mackinen, by the way, is the Finnish play-by-play announcer. Unbelievable third period comeback, just a perfect ending. I love the team's ability to bounce back. Boy, it was certainly some question marks for a while. Aaliyah, CPA. Hope things are slowing down just a little bit for you. Cheers, Gavin. What a third period. Cheers, Elise. Thank you so much. Anytime someone says cheers, I'm going to take a sip now. UK Dallas Stars fanatics, I honestly thought we were cooked at 2-0. I think that's a lot of us. Not that we gave up hope, but Colorado is keeping Dallas to the outside. They were doing an unbelievable job as far as blocking the middle. They were doing a great job as far as limiting the break opportunities for Dallas and spending a lot of time in the Dallas zone. So it was basically all Colorado. Yeah, Stars had some scoring opportunities, but I thought Colorado was pretty dominant in the first two periods. Husky, I swear they had me there for a second. I thought it was over. Stars had no life, no effort, nothing. Then they finally found that switch that Mr. Strand just mentioned. Though I will say I was at my best bud's place to watch the game. They're Avs fans, and I do feel bad for them. Yeah, If you're a Minnesota Wild fan and you're a Colorado Avalanche fan, I will admit you guys deserve better. Not against the Stars, but against everyone else. Adam Deacon, I'm just stunned, mate. Stars were shocking, but hey, on we go. Chris Stapkoven, Gavin, let's go. I got an easy question for you. How about Mikko Rantanen, man? Nil did it again. Yeah. That trade has already paid dividends. They are not into the second round, clearly, without Mikko Rantanen. All right. David Saltzman, good friend back in my days in Houston. Throwback to the Arrows. Mazel tov, amazing. And man, I hope my boys can get it done tomorrow night so I can come up there for a game or two. David's a big Winnipeg Jets fan and a nice guy. All right, Logan. Good to hear from you, my friend. Met Logan at Draft 101, a 105.3 The Fan event a few weeks ago. The NHL scriptwriters couldn't have done a better job. What a story. Yeah, it's true. Unless you're a Colorado watcher, then it probably wasn't. You'd probably want to rip up that script and start a new one. Woody says, the moose, meaning Mikko Rantanen, was worth every penny. Millsy, great to hear from you. Mikko Rantanen is just one of us. He is drinking a 3-Wide Brewing Company High Groove IPA. Nice. The Thack Man, wow, 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 what a comeback. Can't say enough about Ottinger. Mikko, two guys that have gotten a lot of flack, both came up big tonight. Going to enjoy this. Hope there is a lot of talk about this on Monday on The Fan. Oh, yeah, absolutely. In fact, you can tune in tomorrow, and I'm sure we're talking about it on The Fan a lot. Probably a good chance that I appear on The Fan tomorrow to talk about it as well. We're all juiced about this, Thack Man. So, of course, we're going to be talking about this. All right. Let's see. So many more of you. Scott Watson, CPA. We get 8 more years of this. Yeah, we really do. Isn't that crazy? How way he? Frosties tonight are the tears of the locals. He still lives in Denver, so that's why he's saying that. Tastes like Coors Light. Wow. So happy for Moose last year, Duchesne this year, Mikko. Wow. $96 million is cheap for that third period. Yeah. I don't know if Tom Gilardi agrees with you that it was cheap. He might choose a different word, but Tom Gilardi certainly made some good money via Mikko Rantanen tonight. Tom Gilardi, for those that don't know, is the Stars owner, bought them out of bankruptcy. Adam Deacon, holy yes. I don't believe what I've just seen. I sent that last tweet to you on purpose just to eat humble pie. Mikko, you absolutely beauty. All right. I think that does it. Partly because I'm running out of gas, partly because I need to pour myself another Frosty, and partly because there are so many tweets. You guys are so amazing. I'm going to be honest with you for a second. We had a record April, and it's because of you guys. So now we're into May, and we're excited to have a record May. Proud to say that Spits and Suds has become the top hockey podcast for several months now in Odyssey, as far as locally produced podcasts. Unless someone says different, proud to say that we're DFW's number one podcast for hockey. This started because, if you don't mind me taking a step back and saying this for a second, this started because of you, and you deserve the credit. You guys are the ones that would call the radio station and say, nobody's talking Stars. And I said, I'm going to prove to you by starting a podcast, I'm going to get some experts on, but no one's going to listen, and that I will call your bluff. And I will say, I love the Stars, but not enough people love the Stars.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Well, I think we're 3-4 years later and we just continue to grow. So you guys called my bluff. Boy, did you ever call my bluff. And I'm so proud of you for all the work you guys do. So if you have a moment and you can review us on Apple, that would be absolutely amazing. It is a absolute pleasure coming on after a game like this and talking to you, the Stars fans. So will we have lots of podcasts this next round? Heck yeah, we absolutely will. Enjoy this moment. Enjoy tomorrow. Walk around with a smile on your face. I know this series was a nail biter. It took a lot out of us, but let's enjoy the ride because this Stars team did something that a lot of people said they couldn't do. And they advance over a very, very good Colorado team. As I said on 105.3 The Fan today, prior to Game 7, obviously the series was tied at 3. And I said, if you doubled this series, I truly believe that it would be 6-6 going into a pivotal Game 13. That's how close this series was. And we say lucky puck bounce. And that happens in the playoffs. But from the Lehkonen bicycle kick that was called a goal, kind of Pele-ish, just a fluky goal, to the Stars' fluky goals in Game 5, to 3 fluky goals in Game 6, whether it's off of Blackwell, whether it's a flub of a shot, and because of that, kind of knuckles its way to the net and then tapped in, or whether it's a Nichushkin off his body with a pretty play, but it all comes down to puck luck. And finally, Game 7, that wraparound Mikko Rantanen, where it goes off the Avalanche skate and tucks in to tie the game. puck luck was on our side tonight, and that's a beautiful thing. For producer Gregory Finley, who does an amazing job, I'm Gavin Spittle. Enjoy your Frosties, everyone. We will be back as soon as we find out whether it's St. Louis or Winnipeg, and we'll preview that series for you right here on Spits and Suds. Enjoy, celebrate, and have a great day, everyone.